Crude oil prices hit another record today, over $75 a barrel. Gasoline prices are also climbing, and that hits some people harder than others, as NPR's Scott Horsley found out.
One very visible sign of the price of gasoline hangs outside a filling station in San Diego. It says $3.29 a gallon. A somewhat less visible sign is across the street, inside Harry Jernigan's pawn shop.
People come in every day, they're trying to pawn tools, jewelry, electronics, anything, just to get 15, 20 bucks to put in their gas tank.
Jernigan says most of those pawning valuables are just trying to make it through to payday. About a third never come back to claim their items, so if Jernigan doesn't think he can resell what they're offering, he has to turn people away.
I don't know what to tell them. You know, I'd like to be able to say, well, get a car that gets better mileage, but, you know, a lot of them, they don't have the money just to go buy a different car.
For all the complaints about high gasoline prices, most Americans spend a smaller chunk of their paychecks on gas today than a generation ago. That's one reason demand for gas is still climbing. But for those who are barely making ends meet, an extra $10 or $20 a tank makes a big difference. Sylvia Velasquez hears that from people borrowing money at her payday loan store.
They don't come in here anymore to say, okay, it's a weekend and I want to have a little extra money. No, I need to have extra money for gas.
Adding insult to injury, the payday loan carries an interest rate of more than 400%. Forecasters say gasoline prices are likely to keep rising, at least for the next couple of weeks. That probably won't mean any less business at the gas station, but it could mean more business for pawnbrokers like Jernigan.
If gas goes up another dollar, they'll be in here like flies on a watermelon, looking for money.
Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.